Adventures. I'm Libby.
And I'm Katie.
And it is October.
Ooh. Yeah. Spooky season.
It's spooky. It's spooky season, y'all. Bring out those pumpkins. Bring out those bones. Bring out those skulls that you've been hiding underneath your house.
Oh.
Yikes.
If you have skulls hiding underneath your house.
Yep.
Maybe time to call the police.
Pull those rats out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pull those wolves out.
Yeah. You know what? This is a great season because if you've got cobwebs, you don't have to get rid of them.
Nope.
Leave them up.
Leave them up. Do not dust your house.
No, not at all.
Don't do any of it.
It's that time of the year.
Time of year. It's not that time of year.
Not that time.
No. It's the devil's hour.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it's not.
No, it's not. Devil doesn't have an hour.
No, it doesn't.
Or at least you shouldn't
Satan.
Allow it.
Satan. Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's always Jesus' time.
It's always the reason for
shine
season.
Bright like a Jesus. Ooh, wow.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's October, y'all.
Yeah.
It's time to dress up like somebody you ain't.
Oh, right.
It's time not to be you.
It's time not to be you.
Don't
I
be
love
you.
That. I love this time of the year.
Yeah.
So I actually really love October.
Yes.
I do love Halloween. It's not my favorite holiday.
No.
But I do love it.
Don't you love that people, that I'm calling anybody
no,
out.
No, but I love it when people get into a battle over it.
They're like, no, October's my favorite month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or like Halloween's my favorite holiday. No, it's not. It's the worst holiday. I love it.
I love it.
I love when people argue over some of these stupidest things.
Right?
Like that.
Like guys.
But I actually do, I do love October. I like Halloween. It's fun. I love dressing up like
it's getting a little chill in the air.
I know. What? A little nip in the air.
You know what I'm talking about?
I love it.
Ugh.
I love a chilly Halloween, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't love it when it's icky.
And it starts raining. Mm.
And it starts raining. Yeah, we talked about that. Last year it rained on Halloween.
I enjoy that.
That was not fun.
I don't love it.
Let me tell you a great way to ruin a good Halloween.
It did not ruin it.
It didn't. It didn't ruin it.
It made memories.
It didn't make memories.
And we're going to be making those memories this year again, y'all.
That's right.
And hey, if you're a longtime listener,
yeah,
then you know what time of the year it is, y'all. It's time for us to make you pee in your pants.
Okay.
With all these stories we got.
I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't sure where you were going with that for
really?
A moment. I got to just roll with you sometime.
You got to roll with
the
peas.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
That's right. If you've listened for a while, you know October is our spooky.
Spooky.
So all our topics are, I don't know, they're not all spooky.
They were kind of scary last year. We talked about murderers.
We did talk about murderers.
Yeah, we might do it again.
I think we also talked about the Warrens cases.
We did.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I love the Warrens.
We do love the Warrens.
Yeah.
We don't know them, but we'd love to have their son-in-law
on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because they've
not
all
Ed and LaWarren.
crossed over.
They have gone to heaven.
Yes.
Bye bye.
But we will be. We might be discussing something out there. But yeah, I do. I love October. I love when people discuss their costumes and they tell me what they're gonna be, and then they're not in on
what
Halloween.
They are. Yeah.
Love it because it's the opposite of us.
Yeah, we plan it.
We've planned ours since January.
Yeah, we have. And you know what? You might be sitting there, be like, "Oh my gosh!" Like, come on, guys. Well,
no.
You know what? It's either be planned or be squared.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like a pumpkin.
Like a pumpkin. Yeah. Which we got.
We
got our pumpkins.
Two of them.
At Aldi's.
Oh, not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor,
but we should be. Well, I don't know.
What? What do you mean?
You know what's really bothersome about them?
You know what I don't like about you? Your attitude over Aldi's.
Oh, no.
You kind of act like you're a little better than Aldi's.
I'm not.
Because you've been the Lidl. Okay?
Not a sponsor, but
no,
we'd love.
No.
We
I don't find things better at Lidl.
It's just because you're German, bro.
I'm just saying.
Come on.
I think they're both German, actually.
Are they?
Yeah.
You
Lidl
sure?
And Aldi's.
I don't feel like you're right. That's why we're not going to be a sponsor, by
I think Lidl
I'm a little Swedish, bitter because our Aldi's, they didn't hire back the cute guy that I like.
Oh, that's a shame.
I don't know where he went.
That's a real bummer, but their pumpkins are cheaper than Lidl's.
That's true.
Which we went and got, and they were better looking.
I'm
calling you out.
Call it out. We're definitely not going to get a sponsorship from Lidl now.
Well, we should get a sponsorship
down the Lidl drain.
Maybe Aldi's will make a special cart for the Ranting Sisters, and we won't have to put a quarter in it.
Nope. You're going to put a quarter in it, and that quarter goes to us.
That's right. Ranting Sisters get all the quarters.
Yeah, you see what you just did? See it? We
get
all the quarters.
That doesn't make any sense, though, because you
have to. It doesn't make any sense. But it would make sense.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
We just want a special cart.
Yeah, with our logo on it. And then also a link to go to our...
Everything goes to the podcast.
To our podcast.
Yeah. That's a good idea. I'm sorry, but I still am very loyal to my Aldi.
I love Aldi's. I think they're great. Nope. If we ever got a spot.
Nope, you already said it. You're such a
I take it back.
You're a traitor.
I take it back. Well, no, I ain't.
Once you've gone Lidl, you can't go back. No. I go back all the time.
I got one of their scones before, though.
You know, oh, really?
I never had one.
Oh, well, then how do you know it's good?
I just said I ain't never had one.
Yeah, so don't be a traitor. Just because Aldi's
ain't got no... Don't go to Trader Joe's. They might get salmonella.
Trader Joe's? Oh, my God.
They're definitely recalled.
They just recalled something else.
No offense to Trader Joe.
No offense to
Joe. He's not a traitor.
But he doesn't make good peanut butter. I know he don't.
And it's got mold in it.
Salmonella.
Salmonellers.
No offense.
Yeah, no offense,
Trader Joe.
Everything
gets recalled. Something just recently got recalled at Trader Joe's.
You know what? People still be buying from there.
Yeah, because they love it.
Yeah.
It's because they're so friendly in there.
It's because they're so friendly and they can convince you to buy anything. Yeah.
Got those Hawaiian shirts.
Good on you, Joe. Good on you.
Yeah.
Don't be a traitor.
Well, during COVID, they weren't worth that line, though.
No, they were not. Mm-mm. Forget that.
I was not here for that.
We went there, though.
Yeah, in the cold, wet, rainy day.
Yeah.
We were waiting outside.
We almost ran over somebody.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah. Well, not me.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm not going to say anything.
I was not driving the vehicle.
No.
No. Oh, but yep, it's spooky season.
It's spooky season. It's time, y'all. And you know what I love about spooky season?
Stop.
You know what I love about it? What? Is this is the time of year where people get a little crazy.
I love
it. Like that full moon be coming out, everyone's acting like a
wild
child.
You know, it was
a
full moon. I know we talked about it on the podcast. It was a full moon one Halloween.
Really?
And let me tell you what, you knew it too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I did not know that.
There's a lot of creepers in our neighborhood trick-or-treating them.
Yeah, I guess my issue during this time of the year is people come out. Yeah.
And from nowhere.
Out of nowhere. And like you're just looking at them like, where did you come from?
Where did you
they
come
start
from?
Passing out. It's the whole thing.
You know what? I also love the...
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, you got me.
I did.
What I also love is people being super paranoid this time of year. Paranormal activity. Say that three times fast.
No, thank you.
Paranormal activity.
There you go.
I did it.
You didn't say it really fast, though.
But that's Libby, okay. We asked the question.
We did.
The question of all questions.
If you follow me on Instagram,
you would
at Libby Arnold.
Yeah.
Then you'll know that I put these out there, guys, and you guys delivered.
Yeah, we wanted to know, what is the scariest movie of all scary movies?
That you've ever seen.
Yeah.
As a person. And this is a choice.
As a
personal
choice.
So not a lot of people could tell me, because a lot of people are like, I don't want scary movies. Okay, well, you're not hollier than mine.
What does that even mean? Scary movie.
And you know
why?
Because
she's
one
a
of them,
weenie.
One
that's
them,
why.
Yeah. One of them I'm was an out. Adult. Okay? Well, okay. Now that I'm calling them
nope,
out.
Nope. We love it.
We love an adult. And they were
we
like.
We love an adult.
Yeah. Well, because we might be one. And she was like, yeah, I'm just not my thing. So what do I put? And I was like.
Nothing.
You just keep going. You just keep on squatting.
Well, I mean, there's for sure something that scared you, though.
There's got life.
Life's scary.
But so that was kind of where we went with
my
this.
Life.
My life. Yeah.
Was that what you put?
Yeah.
That
no, I didn't put anything.
I will not accept that answer.
No. Answer denied. there were three people who put movies that they had seen. I was kind of surprised because I saw a lot of people who had seen it and they didn't put anything. I thought, guys, don't be shy.
Come on.
But so we have three.
Okay.
And I've seen two of these movies.
Okay.
They are scary to a certain crowd.
To a certain crowd.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, you know, there's always that kind of movie. That
right. Now, one of these I kind of get it being scary.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just going to disclaim, like, if you've been listening to this podcast, my scare, I mean, it takes a lot to scare me.
So, scary to me is it's pretty hard for me to not, if it makes me think about it the next day, that scared me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't even try.
But I don't, it doesn't keep me up at night.
Right?
I sleep like a baby afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good for you. Not that I'm scared.
No.
So this is the top three that you guys chose, and you know what? We're just gonna go ahead in. So the first up is called Lights Out.
Yeah, so I haven't seen the movie in a while.
I've seen the movie.
It has Bella's dad in it.
It does have Bella's dad. It has, if I'm not wrong, the girl from
that looks like Kristen Stewart.
Oh, I don't think she really
was. Yeah, they cast her in everything.
They did.
So they, because they couldn't afford Kristen Stewart.
Really? I didn't know that.
It has the beginning with all the dummies in it, remember?
Yes, it does. It also has
headless dummies.
Really cute guy from 13 Reasons.
Oh, that guy is really not cute. Him.
You're being rude.
He was in a lot of scary movies.
Yes, he was.
He was in that New House. Remember that one? Mm. That had a really that was, crappy ending.
That had a bad ending. Yeah. Really gruesome. He was originally in the Let Me In. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that. It's called Let Me In. It's got
the
little
vampire?
Yeah. He's in that. He was the bully.
Oh, we I know the girl him. From you know, that superhero movie.
Say it. What was
Kick.
It?
Donkey.
Oh! That is who was in there.
Yeah.
So that's that movie. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of scary, but also they're trespassing.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's
do with
true.
That what you may. Okay?
Do you have the right movie?
I think I do.
Okay.
Do you?
Yes!
Okay. Well, then I think I'm thinking about the right movie. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if I'm thinking about it. Don't trespass. That's the moral of the story.
That's the moral of a lot of stories.
Don't ever trespass on anyone's property.
Yeah.
You don't know what they got in their house.
Yeah.
You don't know what they're doing in their house.
Mm.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
That's all I need to say.
You wait till we get into
that one. Next one is Coraline.
So that is kind of a horrifying movie.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
be honest with
you.
Of understand
You know
this?
The director did James and the Giant Peach, which is one of my favorite movies.
I could see the animation.
But James and
not
Giant
the story.
Peach is sweet.
So as a kid,
I love that story.
Coraline, which the girl who put this in,
yeah.
She's the same age as me.
Yeah.
So I kinda get a little younger.
Yeah.
I understand her.
Yeah.
Because when I was younger and I first saw this movie, scared the crud out of me.
Yeah, we watched it in 3D too.
Yeah. Also, have you ever gone on TikTok and looked up the behind the story or like the double meanings there?
No.
Pedophiles.
No. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Eating children?
How many times have you put
cannibalism?
That in an episode? You cannot put that in an episode as many times as you have.
Really? Well, watch me.
I'm going to be honest with you. I really love the sweater the Her Universe did from Coraline.
I love the makeup looks.
I love the yellow jacket, too.
Yellow
Makes
jacket.
Me think of Georgie.
It. Ooh. Yeah, but Coraline, totally get that. Then the last one, but certainly not least. So the person who put this in was like, I don't think it's scary to me.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And she said the name of this movie is called Kidnap.
Yeah, and I believe this is the movie with Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. Love Halle Berry.
Yeah. So she is like a mom,
mm-hmm.
and she's at a park, and her child gets kidnapped.
Yeah.
And she's like on like a trail to find
I it really want to see this. I haven't ever seen this.
I've never seen it. I've never seen this movie.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah.
One of these
episodes.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
It's very good.
I really like, I get where this is scary, because again, we didn't say like, oh, this had to be specifically horror, scary.
No, this has to be a movie that scares you.
You're thinking about it, okay?
Yeah.
That's where my meter is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, then the next question that we put out there was, when you watch a really scary movie,
mm-hmm.
does it affect your dreams?
Mm.
So, we have yes, 100% versus nah, not really. Okay, I'm not judging, but, like, I'll get into this in a second. So, we have yes, 100% with 69%.
Okay.
Thought it would be higher? Not high. Mm-hmm. Well, we have not really coming in with 31%.
Clearly, they're sociopaths.
Come on now.
I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, you silly goose.
I'm so silly.
Let me tell you.
No.
It
has to a little bit.
It.
You know, they talk about people who don't dream.
Oh.
You know what they say about them?
Michael Myers. Ghostface.
I bet they don't dream.
Yeah, they probably
I'm
don't.
Just kidding. You're not
just
a sociopath.
Just kidding.
No, there are some people that don't dream, though.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
It's
kind of like when you read a book and you don't see the pictures when you read it.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Sociopaths.
No.
I'm
said it again.
I'm sorry.
I would say I don't believe you.
Oh, okay.
Like, you're lying. Not that I think 100% you're lying, but
no.
A little bit. Because every time
okay
I watch
to be
a horror.
Scared.
It's okay, guys. Like,
it's
nobody
okay
cares.
Scared.
If you're scared, beware.
So, one of my movies
mm-hmm.
that are on my scariest list
mm-hmm.
is because I have had a reoccurring dream, and this particular
really?
Person has been the culprit in the dreams.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too. Not on my list.
No,
I always, whenever I watch Scream.
Because that's how it has to be scary.
Anything that has to do with Scream, I know I've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that has to do with Scream, Ghostface is a regular occurrence for me.
Yeah.
And if it ain't Ghostface, it's Michael Myers.
Yeah, you do. We had a discussion this last
mm-hmm.
year about yes. who was the scariest killer.
Yeah.
And Michael Myers was always on yours, but he
always.
Is very low on mine.
Let me tell you, him in that closet, scary. That is scary crap. Mm. But to me,
I disagree.
What always kind of comes up in my dreams mm-hmm. is normally, if I've watched Scream, let's just give you an example there. 9 times out of 10, it's somebody I know is Ghostface. I don't know why, and I don't know why, but it's always in Target. Specifically the one that we go to. Not going to say where.
Oh, no, because we don't want
to
be stopped.
I don't want Ghostface to be there.
Oh, yeah.
And he's usually there, and then it's usually somebody that I know.
Our safe spot is Target.
It's my sweet spot.
But
so there you go for that. So not that I'm calling you a liar, but like a little bit. Oh, I don't believe you. Jesus. Yeah. Like you need Jesus. Okay.
You're done.
So last but certainly not least, we have which is more scary. This was one that I was super interested to ask.
Uh-huh.
Which is more scary to you?
Mm-hmm.
The paranormal or a murderer on the loose?
Okay.
Okay. This is up to you guys completely. So we have paranormal versus murder on the loose. We have paranormal coming in with 62%,
mm-hmm.
while murderer on the loose comes in with 38%.
Which one scares you the most?
Personally?
Yeah.
Paranormal.
Right.
And I know that...
Because you can't explain it.
You can't explain it. Mm-hmm. Nobody believes you, really.
Yeah.
And you only got one person, and I'm going to be one of Jesus, the Lord.
Right.
And that's not even a joke.
Right.
And
how you gonna fight against that?
And if you ain't got it.
Because if it can't be seen, you gotta have something else.
You gotta have something else that's higher and more powerful.
Right.
And I understand some people's, like, murder on the loose. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, when it's paranormal. Like,
they can be stopped.
Come on.
Like, even Michael Myers has to be
This was not
stopped.
The way I thought this was going. This poll was going to go.
Really?
Nope, it was not.
Is it closer than you thought it would be, or...
No, it's actually way more to balance than I thought it was going to be.
Really?
Paranormal, I thought people... Because it is always
paranormal.
Something that... I know.
Paranormal, baby.
Put that on her. Paranormal, baby.
Paranormal, baby.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Her paranormal.
I don't even know. Do you know what you're saying?
Elvis, no.
Yeah,
it's
no.
all coming out, you know? So I've been with teenagers... And I've been saying, the kids these days,
these kids these
paranormal.
Days. Paranormal.
Paranormal.
So you just randomly walk up into a group and say,
paranormal
activity.
Do you love Jesus? Yeah, you better, because that paranormal be choking you.
It's going to come for you.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my one kind of surprised.
Okay.
But let's get into it, Katie.
So when we decided we were going to do the scariest movie,
yep.
What is the scariest movie?
This was also one that you wanted to chuck. You didn't want to do this.
I didn't.
You're
going
to chuck it out the window.
We decided to come back to it.
Yes, we did.
So here was my thing. Is what is the difference? It's how do you know what is the scariest movie?
Yeah.
And this, of course, leads into difficult questions because, you know, some people are afraid of dolls. Some people think Terminator is scary. Some people think Alien is scary. So it's a complicated thing to decide.
Yeah.
But so I found a place that had done a study during quarantine.
Really?
Yes. They hooked up some people to some heart monitors.
Oh, man.
And 20 people and showed them 40, like, horror-type movies to find out what actually
what
scared them.
What better do
them.
You have to do?
And so I've got two different polls. I've got the study.
Yeah.
Which actually physically what scared people. And then people's actual favorite movies.
Okay.
Scary movies, I should say.
Yeah.
And so the study showed 40 films that categorized into
horror.
And I have your top 10 ones.
Okay.
Okay. At number 10, what scared people out of all those was The Visit.
Oh, that is a scary
movie. If you don't know what that is, it has two children in it who go to see their grandparents. And there's a great big twist at the end of it.
Yeah.
I think we may have reviewed this. I don't know. But, you know, it had the famous commercial where, you know, the kid comes
get
up.
In the oven.
And I need you to clean the oven. That's what the grandma says.
Yeah.
And then she tells her it's easier to clean if you get inside it.
Yes.
And then she turns it on.
Never get in your grandparents' oven.
Yeah. Never get into an old lady's oven.
Get in my oven. It's good.
That was number 10. That kind of surprised me. Now, this is not an M. Night Shyamalan, but he produced and wrote the screenplay, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't direct it. This was a scary movie, but I was really shocked that this was number 10.
It's such an oldie but a goldie. Definitely watch.
Number 9 was Descent, which we just recently watched this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This was from 2005.
Yes.
This is about a group of women who go cave diving.
Yes.
We had a big discussion
Kaplunking.
About this. Yeah, Kaplunking? No.
What is it called?
I don't think it's that. Spelunking.
Spelunking. And don't... First time I heard that, I thought that meant skinny dipping. Don't ask me why. I thought they were going skiing. I was like, this movie is not the place. And Dad was like, no, it's skaplunky. It's when you go in a hole. Right? It's skalumping?
I don't even know what it is.
It's skaplunky. No. It's what our mama said. And let me tell you, what our mama says, I believe it, girl.
It's cave
Forget it.
We're just going to go on cave diving.
Splunking's way more fun. They go in a hole in a cave and they kaplunk.
No. No.
Okay? And let me tell you, spoiler alert, there's blood.
Yeah, there's a lot of
blood. A lot of blood.
Girl literally takes a bathing
in
blood.
No naked titty, though. No.
Everyone has their clothes
on. Kaplunking is not skinny dipping.
No, it's not.
Whoa. Yeah. Don't Google it. But I think you should Google it.
No,
but don't.
Don't Google,
it. The second. Don't be scared of the first.
The scent is, it's scary because they find, of course, there's something living in the caves.
Yeah, and it also shows.
And it's based in North Carolina, too.
Fun fact.
Whoa, shocked me.
We don't really, the license plate said North Carolina. We don't know.
It was North Carolina, and I'm claiming it. Okay. It was the Appalachian.
Appalachians. You know what it did show?
Yeah.
Stupid people go hiking.
Right.
No offense.
No offense.
But if you go spelunking and you go into the caves.
I wish you would stop saying
it. If you go in the caves and let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That you are stupid.
Why?
To me, as a person, I lose respect.
If you are a cave diver. Okay.
Spelunking. That's what it's called. It's what it's called, Katie.
If you go cave diving. I want you to tell me. Why putting your little body in a tiny weeny hole?
A tiny wee little hole. There you go.
And then crawling around in it in the middle of the earth.
And I can't say
it's fun.
But you said tiny weeny hole?
Why is that fun? And these women do this in this movie. And this was number 9 because it
shouldn't be number 9. Just want to say.
Do you think it should be higher?
I think it should be number 10. I think the visit in it should be switched.
What?
I guess the heart monitors.
No.
Dude.
Absolutely not. I think the descent should be higher.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't know. I disagree.
I definitely think
you know what? Hook me into a heart monitor.
Okay,
play
and this girl falls into a whole pool of blood.
Whole pool of blood? She comes splunked in that thing.
She's a pool of blood.
Yeah.
That now, if that didn't make you want to dry heave, I don't know what would.
You have such a sensitive stomach. We're watching the movie.
Well, I didn't throw that one.
Wait till we get ahead.
You did.
Yeah, I did.
You did.
A little bit. I just made some jokes.
Come on.
You always say when I'm making jokes, I'm scared. I won't scare.
I don't know that it scared me enough for a heart monitor, but it scared me. Yeah. Number 8 was
Bombaduke. Don't say it anymore. Okay?
Is it one of those?
It's a 3-time thing and don't say no.
Bombaduke.
What is wrong with you? Do you ever notice when somebody tells you not to say it 3 times, you automatically say it?
I'm just going to be honest with you.
What the crap?
I have to say it when someone.
I watched this movie.
Beetlejuice.
Oh. Nothing. I just want to say.
I've never seen this movie.
Yeah, you did. I did.
Yeah.
It's about a book that a little boy found, if I'm correct. And it's
Are
been a long time.
Are you confusing this with the Death Note?
No, it's not the same thing. There's a meme.
Why is there always kids finding a book?
Hold on. There's a meme.
Okay.
Of a mom, and this movie's from it, if the kids know these days. There's a mom and a little kid's in the car, and the kid is screaming, and the mom is sitting in the front.
Why do
deadpan.
I always think it's like Mama Duke?
Stop. This one is scary because the mom, it is actually kind of scary. I've seen it. It looks like a demon.
Was it? No, demon.
Demon.
Which is different than a demon. Demon.
Demonic. This is why you need Jesus. And this one is scary because of me and my friend, we watched it, of course, randomly. We would always watch random scary movies because we were
is
chickens.
Is it number 8?
It is. I haven't watched it in a long time. At the time, I would have probably put it like number 2. But it's not number 2. It's not really that scary after all the movies I've watched.
Yeah.
But this one is scary if you haven't seen scary movies. It is actually kind of scary because there's a scene with a little boy is sitting in his bed and that thing is crawling up his wall.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, it is kind of scary when things are crawling up a wall.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Number 7 is The Conjuring 2.
That should be higher.
This is a very scary one. It is not what I would rule as a scary. So, The Conjuring 2 is not my most favorite.
You know, our dad really likes this one.
Yeah. I think by like, you mean he doesn't like to watch it.
He doesn't like to watch it alone. Our dad is, very interesting. He won't watch a scary movie alone, but he will watch it in the daytime.
Daytime.
He'll be like, oh, I'm just watching. You want to come here and watch it? No, I'm not scared.
I love The Conjuring franchise.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
I actually think more of them should have been on here.
Yeah.
But it's a big deal why this one's on here, but this was number seven,
mm-hmm.
and apparently it scared people enough. It has some great moments.
It has some really good moments. It has a moment in a tent for children.
I personally think it's, oh my goodness, that's scary. Yeah. Especially when the little truck comes in and out.
Or when the dog becomes,
Oh, yeah. What's the man?
Leaner.
The skeleton man? No. The crooked man.
Crooked man.
Crooked man walks with a crooked walk. Do you love it when I randomly say that too? I love the little nursery rhyme, because this one is based in Britain, because this is again about the Warrens, mm-hmm. and this is a case that they did overseas.
Yes.
They did a few overseas ones. Mm-hmm. I think they did one about a werewolf.
Yes, they did.
That has not been made into a thing, but The Conjuring 2 is based on their case, mm-hmm. and it is got the crooked man walks with a crooked walk, got the little turn thing that they
little put. Horse thing, That one's really, it's a good, I think what makes this one scary that I could see where people, is it does have a lot of jump scares.
Yeah.
Also, there's the famous scene
there
where.
There are some people think that this is scarier than the first one, but obviously not the study.
Really? Oh, that's interesting.
But I love the Conjuring franchise. Number six is It Follows. I have not watched this one.
It's like seen done it by once.
Indie director, I think.
Our dad had seen it.
Yeah, he said it was scary, but not that scary. But it came in at number six.
That's crazy.
Number five was a real shocker for me, was Paranormal Activity, the first one.
Never seen it.
I saw it, me and mom and dad rented the movie. I don't know if you were too little.
Probably.
It's one of those fake reality. It's like the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
And it's a fake reality look.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was scary, but not. I don't think it was number five.
A friend
scary.
Of ours said he had watched it with his mom. Like, it was a thing that they did. Like, it was their thing.
Like, every year?
Yeah.
No, thank you. Ugh. I don't like any of those movies. I don't like the fake real scare.
Oh.
Like, it's fake, but it's meant to look like reality. That kind of ticks me off.
You don't like that?
Mm-mm.
Is that why you like to watch the YouTube videos with me?
Yeah.
I love those.
Yeah. That came in at number five. I was really shocked. You guys are real weird.
That's a little surprising.
Number four was Hereditary. We just watched that this year.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I don't know that I think this might should have been higher. And on the study, I was really surprised. Hereditary, we'll get into why that. We just watched that. It has Toni Collette in it. Mm-hmm. It's on HBO Max if you feel brave.
Not
enough.
A sponsor.
No, but we could be.
Yeah.
We love
True
you.
True story.
We love you, Max.
Okay.
Call us for a sponsorship.
They won't.
No.
It's so rude.
But that's number four on this list. It's scary. It has Toni Collette in it.
Kind of surprised it's four, but, you know.
I was too.
Heart monitor.
Number three was The Conjuring.
Really?
So The Conjuring franchise is the only one to have two on this study.
That's kind of surprising.
Scared people.
It's because that.
There are people that are terrified.
You know what I'm talking about?
There's so many things. What about when the pictures fall onto.
Or when she flips upside down.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. So one of the parts that scared me in the theater when me and mom saw this movie was when she's in the room and the all the photographs fall on the staircase.
Yeah, and it's silent for a few seconds. Yes.
And then Bathsheba is up on the wardrobe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
It really bothers you when I use the name.
I don't like the name.
Conjuring, of course, is, again, the Warrens and their most famous case.
Yeah, is the Warren. Yeah, is
this
the
one.
Yeah, that
well,
one.
Well, this one and the Amityville case are their two
Those
most
are the
famous.
Two, yeah.
Number two was Insidious. That is scary.
Let me
tell you what is the most scariest thing about that. When Patrick Wilson is sitting at the table,
mm-hmm.
and you don't quite see it, but right out of line, and then something come in, it's like the red-faced demon thing behind him. That's scary. So, Insidious and The Conjuring 2 are both directed by James Wan.
Okay.
Let me tell you what. That man is genius when it comes
to... He is so good,
He makes some great movies.
He does. He's a great... Movies.
He was also Aquaman's director. I really like him.
I think he's really
probably
good.
Probably one of my favorite directors.
He's a really good director.
I love the Conjuring franchise, and he just does it so good. He did not direct the third one, but he wrote the screenplay for it.
Which was still really good.
I actually think the third one is scarier than the second one. That's just my opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
It's because
So he does Insidious, and it's about a family that has a kind of evil force that takes over. And it has to do with the father's past.
Yes. That has kind of grown up and gone into his family.
It is very frightening.
It is.
I was not surprised that this scared people because the first time I remember watching it,
it was scary.
It was scary.
Yeah.
I don't think it's scarier than The Conjuring, but that's just my preference.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
But I do think it should be very high up here. Number one was Sinister.
Okay.
Which is Ethan Hawke.
Yes.
And he
We both have seen this
photos.
Multiple times. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care for this movie. I think it's gratuitous. I don't think it's scary.
He's a pedophile, right?
No, he's
wrong.
He sees photos.
Okay, my bad. I'm trying to figure it out, bro. I think I'm getting
he's
black
like a
phone,
photographer.
You know?
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, you know, Ethan Hawke does love to be in scary movies.
He does.
But I don't think he's bad in Sinister.
No, he's not.
They
he just gets
that.
Photos.
Yeah.
He moves in and
you
he
know
goes
what
in the basement.
I think it's the creepiest thing. I don't see why it's number one, though.
I don't either.
I mean, it has scary moments.
In the heart monitor?
Yes.
That's weird.
That literally scared people. But the one that the heart was the quickest in was Insidious and Conjuring.
Oh.
Sinister
wow.
just had the most scares.
It's because you're anticipating. I think the reason also is
because
in Insidious and in The Conjuring,
yes,
you're
they have
kind
the,
of...
They, I think Insidious had the highest.
Okay. Because you're anticipating what's going to happen.
So
your heart is
I up. Personally think what makes him really good, one, is that he just... He can do those scares and not do it.
He also
like
makes you think something's going to come.
Like you automatically hold your breath and there's nothing.
Yeah.
And then when you have let go, suddenly
there's something.
There.
Yeah.
I think he is very good in that. Mm-hmm. I think Sinister just had the most and that's how it beat out those two.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because it does have a lot of scares. It just, I don't think the story is that good. That's just my preference.
I agree.
But that is study-wise. If you're looking for something concrete, those are the top 10.
Those are the top 10.
So if you're thinking, where are the other ones? They just didn't scare people enough. Halloween, all those.
Ghostface.
Mm-mm.
I mean, those things just didn't make it.
Now, according to Rotten Tomatoes, which we already found out that they're dirty.
Dirty.
They take,
Come on.
Thank you for that.
Dirty.
They take, got it. They take money.
They're really rotten.
Reviews. They are rotten.
They're rotten.
I knew they were.
Dirty, rotten turds.
I knew I was always right. Ever since they gave Attack of the Clones a bad score.
Oh, here we go.
I've been holding a grudge against you forever.
And you've been waiting, girl.
I've been waiting. Since 2002, I've been waiting.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Don't
since
tell,
I was one.
Don't tell I can't hold a grudge, because
yeah.
I can.
Because you sure can.
I can.
That's for sure.
Ever since you gave Hayden Christensen that terrible review.
And it hurt his feelings.
You did. You hurt his feelings.
And who wants to hurt all Hayden's
feelings? I don't.
Oh,
Call me up sometime.
I just...
Yep.
That's true, because he's a baby daddy, but he ain't a husband. Okay, but he could be
mine.
He could be. Oh, your baby daddy or your husband? Bit of both. Bit of both, right? Yeah.
Moving along from that one.
We're never gonna have Hayden Christensen name.
Nope, because that just made it awkward.
We met in the he's Canadian, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he would just be like, "That's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay. I'll be your baby daddy. I'll be your hubby."
Yeah, let's start with husband
and baby,
first.
Baby daddy.
Yeah, let's start with
baby
the husband
baby.
First.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes list, though, they say they, put everything together. Mm. So we took their study.
Yeah, we did.
So number 10 for people's favorite scary movies.
Right.
Was It Chapter 1.
Okay. The newer one, right?
2017.
Wow, that's how old that is?
That is a scary movie. Why that? I'm just going to tell you right now.
Why is that not on there?
How?
No.
That didn't scare people? Come on.
One, but would you say two is more of where your heart...
I think both are.
Really? Bill Skarsgård, man.
You don't think that part with the boy where he drops the pills?
Yeah, that is
that, scared
that is scary.
That was one of your first R-rated movies.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
In 2017, I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
I was going in that movie high riding. You
right?
Know? Yeah.
I was really surprised.
Yeah, that was
that
my
was
first...
That was definitely a mom decision, not mine.
What? Why?
I still was ready for you to keep watching the baby movies.
Okay. Well, I was 16.
You
so I think
baby.
It was time.
You were a baby.
Yeah.
That I will say, that is a scary movie. I think than the study.
I do agree.
But it didn't come on the list.
That is so crazy.
But it's number 10 for people. Number 9 is Insidious, which came out in 2010.
Okay.
Look
at the different... Yeah, that's crazy.
Not people's favorite,
mm-mm.
but on the list at number 9. Mm-hmm. Number 8 is Sinister.
Wow.
Which is 2012. What did I write there? 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I write? 2012.
What was that? So Sinister came in at number 8. If you can see people's
they favorite, liking it.
Maybe that's why.
It's different when it's scaring you, but when you're liking it,
not the
that's
same.
Yucky.
Number 7, Halloween 1978.
Wow. Classic. That's number
That's just a classic.
What is that one?
Number 7.
Wow.
I think it should be higher.
It should be higher.
What's wrong with you people?
It's a classic, bro.
Number 6, The Rink. Oh,
we watched that. It ain't good, y'all.
Okay, so here's my thing about The Ring, and this is from 2002.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the story.
I'm going to be honest with you. Kind of got The Ring confused with The Grudge.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Every time.
Every time.
How did the girl make the video? Riddle me this.
She's a demon.
Is she a witch? Is she a demon?
I don't really know.
And what was she? Why did her mom...
A virus.
Why did her...
That's what she... She was a virus. You She's ain't virus. Never... You don't know life till you got a virus on your computer. You don't understand what it's like to have a ring on your freaking computer. Not that I have had any of those things.
No, none of those.
Forget things. The name. Why? Whoa, whoa. Why was it called the ring? Well, I know it was called ring.
Because it was the last thing
My
she
favorite
saw.
Was mom was like, mom I get it now.
Tossed her in the well.
Yeah, she put a bag over her head.
Why
Can I just ask a question?
Why did her mom kill her?
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this was, I don't know when the time period was.
Why are you
was.
Asking? Can you ask a question? You're going to ask it
yeah,
no matter what.
Yeah, you don't get a choice.
No.
What was the reason? I think it was based in the 1900s when she died.
Yeah. Just toss that number out there.
I'm just going to toss it out there. She had a plastic black bag that, spoiler alert, she put around the kid's head.
You know, that's a
trigger warning.
Good point. Well, no, because the dad was alive.
Yes. The dad was, oh.
It wasn't the 1900s.
Well, they didn't really tell. The woman was like in an old dress, Katie, with a little thingy right there.
But the dad was still alive.
Yeah. Well, you don't know, Katie. People are really old these days.
I don't
you never
think it
know.
Was the 1900s.
Greatest generation. Oh, oof.
I don't think
I'm offended everyone left and right. I probably just offended a whole generation right then. No
you
offense.
You think the greatest generation listens
silent
to our podcast?
Generation? Is that what that's called?
The silent generation, I think, is silent now.
Oh, yeah, like in the ground. Silent. So sorry. I apologize. That just scared me. Paranormal activity! Ah! This is how it starts!
Where are we going with
the
this?
The ring is not, it's not just
it's
a
not
girl
scary.
In a whale. It's not just a girl in a whale. No, it's not scary.
It's videotape.
It's a videotape. It's How a virus. Why is it called The Ring? It should be called The Virus. Maybe
and
that
then,
is a movie.
And then the mom makes a copy.
Yeah, so stupid.
Why?
And you know how hard it is to make a copy? In that time?
Could you imagine? I would love to see a bunch of Gen Zers
yeah.
trying to make a VHS copy.
I bet I know how to do it. Click a bunch of buttons.
Because you watched The Ring.
Yeah. Guys, you didn't watch The Ring. I did.
I just want to say, Naomi Watts' makeup.
Love her. I love Naomi Watts.
She's a knockoff of Nicole Kidman.
Why do you say that? We're never going to get her on the podcast now. Oh, that's annoying.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, we're never going to get her.
I follow Naomi Watts on Instagram. Do you?
Does she like your videos?
No.
Does she like your pictures?
No.
Okay, then. Where
but
are we
I
at?
I follow her.
Okay. Well, good for you.
I'm
I follow
saying.
Harry, and you don't see a ring on my finger.
What does that have to do with me following Naomi Watts?
I don't know.
You just have to find a way to put Harry in here.
Yeah.
Put it well, in. Anyway, that was number 6, 2002. I actually know someone that said
that
this.
Should be lower.
I just want to say, I know someone who says, you know someone who says.
Yes, I do.
That's the scariest movie he's ever seen.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, it's not that I don't have any respect for you. It's just that I don't have any respect for you personally as a person.
Right. That's great. And let me tell you why. It's because you looked at him and said, it's a PG-13
film. It's a PG-13 film.
And he was like, what does that have to do with it, Katie?
I'm just going to say right now.
Yeah.
I'm just going to make this bold disclaimer.
Be rude.
If
Here we go.
If the movie is...
Say it now!
If the movie... And that's the movies that everyone put in. If the movie is rated PG-13, there is no possible way that it can be scary.
It's a comfort movie then. Like The Boy from Me. I love that movie. I haven't gotten to watch that
Why
yet.
Why is that a comfort movie? Like, I'm just going to say, I don't think you should tell people that The Boy is a comfort movie for you.
Well, in fall. Don't think it... Don't... No. Yeah, but it doesn't have any pedophiles in it. It does have a murderer in it.
Because
he killed a
it's a psycho movie, too.
It's more of a psycho. It's like a thriller movie.
Let me tell you what. It has a boy wearing a diaper, and that is disturbing. I will
he
say
He is
that.
Not wearing a diaper. Where are you getting it? It's a grown man. That's what you're talking about? He's not
yes,
wearing a diaper.
He is wearing a diaper.
He's wearing a nappy. Yeah. Okay. Those
are Which
cloth.
Is a cloth diaper.
Ooh. Now that I'm thinking about it. You know, some people find... You know what? I'm not going off the trail.
Don't go on that trail.
Yeah.
All that to be said, you guys are a joke. Mm. Number 6 was The Ring. Number 5 is The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh!
Which is 1974.
That movie is god awful!
And we just watched...
What did you say that was?
1974.
No.
Oh, it's number 5. It's right in the middle.
That's so awful.
We recently watched this movie, and not only can I say that it was not scary, laughable at times, also based on Ed Gaines, which is a, you know, real serial killer. Yeah.
He had body parts. Mm,
don't Google Ed Gaines.
Don't not Google it.
But the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is based on him.
Yes.
Leatherface. Leatherface. That's its famous killer.
Yeah.
It was, I think the possible worst horror movie, and I'm gonna be bold.
Here we go.
I watched Nightmare on Elm Street, and that was pretty awful.
That was god
awful. This one is pretty close to it.
It's pretty bad. I think what's kind of disturbing is that some people will fight.
40th anniversary.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you.
And you guys were like coming out of everywhere.
It's number 5 on here.
Yeah.
Number 4 is The Shining, 1980. That's a classic.
Woo! That's a good movie. Why isn't that on the heart rate one? They should have put that up there.
I don't know, but let me tell you what. Mm. Old Danny. I love him.
Danny.
He's such a sweet, sweet. I'm going to need you to stop.
Yeah?
Doing that right
now. Love that.
I love The Shining.
Red Rum. The Shining is such a classic good movie to watch. Mm-hmm. You have no idea.
Number 3 is The Conjuring. Yeah. 2013. Come on here.
Come on. Conjuring.
Let me tell you what.
Yeah.
Rated R.
Okay? Yeah.
Nothing in it to make it R.
Nuh-uh.
But the rating aside.
Society? Society.
Society.
Yeah.
Decided it had to be rated R because it was too scary.
Yeah. Which is
so
true.
Let me tell you what.
Yeah.
That's a real scary
movie. Not PG-13.
Not that gratuitous language.
Uh-uh.
Not all that cheap blood. Just a flat out
scary movie. Make you pee your pants.
Number 2 was Hereditary. Okay. Let me tell you what. Well, we watched this for the first time.
Whoa.
Okay. And remember, it was on the list
of the heart rate.
It's a newer movie, too. 2018. Was it the newest one? It was the newest one to make the Rotten Tomatoes list.
Yeah.
Hereditary. Let me tell you what. Toni Collette. Mm-hmm. This movie really got me.
Because
at first it was shocking, yes.
Yeah.
Okay? 2 hours of this movie.
Yeah.
And the last bit of it takes a wild turn.
Whoa, does it?
Let me tell you what. Toni Collette waiting up on that wall.
Oh, man. You have no idea.
Scared the bejeebas out of you.
Okay. And you too. We watched this movie.
Scary, man.
On a Saturday night. Friday night. We watched this movie. Watched this movie before a book club meeting.
Yeah.
On a Friday night. It's Saturday the next day.
Let me tell you what.
We watched this movie and we literally couldn't stop talking about it because it was so...
It was so shocking.
It's so shocking. We watched it with our parents.
It's one of those artsy A24 films.
A24. You love that.
Mm.
Anyone
who loves an A24 film, bite me.
Oh, wow.
Just bite me.
That's a whole clan right there.
Come for me with your pitchforks.
Yeah, well, so if you've ever watched The Conjuring, Insidious, films like that, I would even throw in a little M. Night Shyamalan in there.
Yeah.
Is there's a way to make a movie scary,
yeah.
And this movie did it. This takes you on a roller coaster, like no joke.
Yeah, I will say it's a little slow.
It's slow at the beginning.
It thinks it's a little too smart for its own game.
It does. Also, gonna be honest with you, didn't know what was gonna happen in this movie.
I neither.
Didn't
it went crazy.
Know.
But it's number 2.
Uh-huh.
Number 1 is The Exorcist, 1973. Watched this for the first time last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about it.
Yeah.
Didn't love it.
Don't know
didn't
why.
It. Scares the bejeebas out of people, though.
Yes,
let me tell you what.
It does.
Didn't even make the heart monitor list, though. So you guys don't know nothing.
No, you don't. Also, The Exorcist is one of those movies that you watch
green vomit.
And you and that literally makes me want to heave every time I watch it.
Let me tell you what. I'm not going to joke, though. The one thing Texas Chainsaw didn't make me do, gag.
Yeah, it did.
The table with the people stuff.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to lose
the wallpaper's made out of people's skin.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to gag. I just want to say, though, camera angles in that movie.
And if you look up the facts about the movie, it gets grosser. Now. So you know what? Don't watch it. Just read the facts about it.
Yeah. But The Exorcist, number 1, guys.
Number 1. Scariest
movie.
Number 1
in your favorite.
You want to throw that paper around?
I'm going to throw it at you.
Okay.
Number 1 on the heart monitor study, though? Sinister.
Yeah.
What do they know?
What do they know?
We have our own list.
We sure do. We have our top 3.
That's a joke.
Uh-huh.
We are the ones that know.
Yeah.
Duh.
Please. We've already peed our pants.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
No, why don't you go first?
Okay. My top 3, and I'm going to start from the bottom because it only gets better from there.
Are you sure that's yours?
Yes, I am. It is mine.
Okay. Come at me. Say it now.
Number three for mine is 2022's Barbarian. Oh, yeah. That movie is one wild, trippy ride. And let me tell you what, you will never look at a baby bottle again the same.
Oh, no.
And a hair,
too. Is this an A24 movie?
I don't know, but it's a genius film.
It is such a good movie.
Let me tell you what. And it has one of the best endings of a horror movie.
Whoa.
And you feel real sorry for the bad guy.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Yeah.
Or do you?
She is pitiful.
She is.
She's pitiful.
It's definitely a movie
We watched that, and let me tell you.
Whoa!
That was one trippy movie. It, too. To me, its pacing is better than Hereditary because it starts off as one thing and then goes down
another. You're also following multiple stories that lead to one. Also, fun fact, Bill Skarsgård's in this movie.
Yes, he is.
He's a hunk of man.
Yeah, well.
Okay. Mm. He is six
what does that feet have to tall.
Dang. Love that man.
He's 1 inch shorter than Cam Newton.
Okay. Yeah.
Just saying.
Call me up sometime.
Okay.
I think he's married.
Right. Yeah.
Homewrecker!
You're done. Number three was Barbarian for me. Just love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Did you read?
I forgot. Number two for me is 1996 Scream.
Really?
Let me tell you what. This haunts my dreams sometimes. My villain in my dreams is always Ghostface.
Really?
Yes.
Me too!
Do not love it.
Look at you.
This has all the triggers for me.
Yeah.
Home invasion. Mm-hmm. Calling you on the phone.
Yep.
Asking me what my favorite scary movie is. Let me tell you what. Scream scared me the first time I watched it.
Second time.
Kept me around for what are we on? Like number seven?
Yeah.
We just watched a new one. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a Scream every year.
There's always a new one.
But it is one of the few franchises that have, to me, legitimate scary movies moments in it. I was really surprised it did not make it on any of the lists.
I was a little surprised.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I think it's scarier than Halloween. I think it's scarier than the Friday the 13th. Okay. I think the Scream franchise
is Friday the 13th, that's superior. Debatable.
There is a big debate on Friday the 13th.
I mean, it's always
Let me tell you what.
Guys.
The first movie. Let me tell you what. Mrs. Voorhees got stolen.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Men took over and stole her limelight.
They sure did.
And I'm
Let
here.
Them know it.
Let me tell you what. I'm your defense
killer,
attorney,
mommy,
honey.
Killer.
I was all for killing those teens.
Yeah, me too.
But Scream is number two for me. And I've said it before. I think those movies are great. I think the sequels are good.
Yeah.
And the killers can change, which I like.
Yeah.
But Ghostface stays the same, man.
He's always killing.
Yeah. Well,
it's always
that
a
knife.
New person.
Calling people on the phone.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Yeah, I love it.
Do you guys ever know your favorite scary movie?
Would you be able to answer the phone quickly?
Nope.
No,
I wouldn't be picking up the phone.
Number one for me is the king of them all.
Okay, here we go.
2013.
Here we go.
The best movie to come in for the horror paranormal genre.
Uh-huh.
The Conjuring. I love The Conjuring. And you guys know this because we've done episodes on it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what. Conjuring makes The Exorcist look like a joke. And here's the thing about The Conjuring that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't watched it, I strongly recommend them.
Yeah.
That not only is there a absolute terrible evil in it.
Yeah.
There's also an unmovable good force in it,
mm-hmm.
which I just think is so good. It's like a real true good versus evil in these movies
I just
love so much.
Mm-hmm.
I love Ed and Lorraine's characters. I love Vera Farmiga. She's one of my favorite actresses. And I love Patrick Wilson as Ed Warren.
Oh, they're so good.
They have such great chemistry.
Yeah.
And their unmovable good force against the absolute demonic powers are just so well played out. I just love it so
much.
I
agree.
I love The Conjuring. And if I was to say that if a movie was kind of a comfort Halloween movie, I love The Conjuring franchise.
I agree.
Love it so much. Third is underratedly great, though.
Yeah, it's true.
I was going to put that, but Conjuring had my heart first.
That's true.
And those are my top three scary movies of all time.
So I'll go
are similar.
Yeah, a little bit.
So
mine was pretty easy at first.
Okay.
The third one was a little debatable because I had a little bit of an
I had a hard time too.
I had a hard time with the third one.
I didn't want to put sequels on mine.
No, because I wanted to have the moment of the first. Because
I would have had all three Conjuring.
I know. So I would say if I had like a fourth one on this list that was like one that needs to be mentioned as well, is The Orphan. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that. Oh,
that one is so good. Vera Farmiga again.
Vera Farmiga again.
She good in those scary movies.
This one's really good and really hardcore on the factor
And it has a great twist, too.
It has a great twist.
Yeah.
It is so much better than, I would say, a lot of horror, like, horror suspenseful.
Yeah.
But this isn't really, this is scary because of adoption or things like that, that you might go through or things like that in real life. So this one, so it's an honorable mention, just so you know.
I will
allow Almost it. Put it on the list.
I will allow it.
But I would say third for me is Barbaric as well.
Barbarian? Yes.
Barbarian? Yeah, not Barbaric.
Barbaric? Well, it is Barbaric.
That's for sure. That movie is just so good. It's not what you think it is.
Airbnb it ever again.
Oh, no, it never will. Also, Baby Bottle, just never going to look at it ever again.
One of the promotion things for the film was they sent out baby bottles.
With one long hair on it.
Oh, gosh.
And if you've seen the movie, then you know what that is.
Whoa.
This is a completely underrated, not shown enough respect that it deserves. The ending of it is crazy good.
Yes.
Is it really high on the gore level? Yeah, it has a lot of gore in it.
It's a gory movie.
But not enough to be like, I would say,
it just has a better delivery than Hereditary.
Yes.
In the factor of keeping your attention.
Mm-hmm. There's always something, and there's a story plot going through it that you can't help.
You think it's going one way, but then
it goes the other real crazy.
And it doesn't go too long in it.
No.
It's great.
But I highly recommend. That is one movie that we have talked about on the podcast several times before.
Mm-hmm.
Underrated. Deserves a little limelight. But it is R-rated.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why.
For mature audience.
Number two on my list. Kind of hard to pick. Insidious.
Really?
Yeah. This movie is one that we've watched every once in a while. When I first watched it, it kind of scared me. It's a little bit of...
The Red Door.
Oh, the Red Door, the demon in it. You have no idea.
So the only thing about Insidious is there is no... There's no
good.
Good in it.
Yeah. And also, it kind of doesn't really help its case at some moments.
Yeah.
But to me, it is so scary that if it literally makes me jump, or I can feel my heart rate growing. Yeah, a little bit above. There's the scene where in the hospital room.
Yeah.
Well, it's not really a hospital room. It's their house that turned into a hospital room for the little boy. When you see the demon sucking the life out of him, basically.
Right.
It is no joke. I don't know who does the cosmetics and stuff like that for that movie, but they did such a good job.
It
is terrifying to watch.
It's good.
And it is what you picture.
Rose Byrne, I think, is the wife.
Yes.
And Patrick Wilson is in that.
It is super scary. Woo! It is scary.
Yeah.
Strongly recommend if you're into scary movies. If you haven't seen Insidious, then you're really missing out.
Yeah. Well, and you know it's scary because it was number two.
Yeah.
And then it was...
On the heart monitor?
But it was only number 9 on people's favorites.
Really?
I think it's because they're too scared.
It is. You're too scared.
Too scared. That's okay.
And then number 1 on my list is a classic. It just has to always be up there. The Conjuring. I love The Conjuring because of the whole story. It's based off of... What is scary to me is that it's based off of true stories. I think sometimes people get caught up in not wanting that truth.
Yeah.
But it's real, and that's really out there, and no one really pays attention to it.
Well, I think it brings up such an interesting debate, and I just love it so much better than The Exorcist, because my problem with The Exorcist has always been that the priest begins to doubt his relationship with God, and that affects the demon.
And it gives it more power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where in The Conjuring, it's so different.
It's so different. And Lorraine... To me, their story, and if you go and you read their books and you read about their conferences that they would have with colleges and stuff like that, you can see that they were not scared.
Yeah.
They entered the room. They did not have fear because of their belief. And I think that is something so strong in this movie that is not scoffed at. It's not made fun of.
Yeah.
It doesn't get overly, how's that going to help us? No, it is shown.
Yes.
But that is how you do it and you take care of it.
It's just such a good, horror, scary movie.
Yes.
Like I said again, rated R for no reason.
For no reason. I think that's also what some people get caught off guard about.
Because of that.
It's that clap, bro. Mm. It's that light going out.
And let me tell you what. It doesn't matter how many times I've watched that movie.
Okay.
That still scares me.
And The Nun, if you have watched The Nun, there's a moment with the hands and the whole.
Yes.
Whoa. And also, it's just a really good movie. And I think if you're looking for a scary movie for a scary night, The Conjuring should be the one you first go to.
Yeah, you should check out all three.
All three of them. And you should watch them because, one, they're just good. And they deserve recommendation.
Well, and the acting is good. I know that that's a hard thing to think of in scary movies. Because scary movie doesn't mean it's a great movie.
Nope. Seen plenty. Not good.
Yeah, clearly. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, gosh. Yeesh. Can't go back.
And if you know our deep relationship with Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you should check out other episodes. I think we reviewed Barbarian, too.
Yeah, we did. And Barbarian is just one that, to me, it never got the attention. One, it was when it came out.
I was really surprised our lists were so similar.
You're welcome.
Look at us 20 without even meaning to.
I know.
But yeah, you know what else you should do?
What, Katie?
If you're on social media platforms.
Yes.
Like Instagram.
Yes.
You should be following at Libby Farnung.
And at Farnung Metz.
For polls and photos.
That's right. Hey, you could pick what we talk about next.
That's right. Sometimes there are hints. And if you're on Facebook.
You should be in the Facebook Ranting Sisters group. Wow.
Sometimes there are hints to what we're going to talk about next.
That's right. Memes, polls. You could also post about what we talked about.
That's right. And, you know, you could be on there and you just want to know more. You know, put your opinions in
That's
there.
That's right. Hey.
We love it.
And if you enjoyed this episode, you should share it on all social media platforms and tag us in it.
That's right. Tell us you're listening. You know, love it.
We love it. Don't be scared.
No. Ooh, and what could we be talking about next week?
I don't know. Spooky.
Spooky.
Bye!